The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. I think he's calling this a jungle clearing, and that's a pretty good image, actually. This is this French migrant camp starting to close. Adam.
Yes, it's nickname that's grown over the years, basically. And it comes and it goes, this camp. They've closed it before, but they're in the process now of closing it. They began to here today, and therefore they're busing some of the refugees and migrants to other parts of France. Some have been allowed into the UK at the same time, mainly children and certainly underage people, but also some vowing they still want to come to the UK. The UK government has agreed to contribute £36 million towards the clearance and security of this camp. How expensive is it to clear a
Absolutely.
Cardboard slum, for goodness
Just
sake?
Just amazing. They always talk in millions, don't they?
It's extraordinary how much it seems to cost.
I know.
But also, I mean, we talked about how, you know, closing the camp doesn't sort out the problem. Well, how's this? There is a temporary camp at Dunkirk, and the numbers there have immediately swelled to 1,000 people. So they're just moving them around France.
Yeah, absolutely.
And these are still people who want to come to the UK, and nothing will change there, I guess.
Absolutely. But they always talk in millions. How would it take 30-odd million to clean up a camp, for God's sake?
Right.
I think this is a big issue that you're talking about here. This is heading the ball in soccer.
Yeah, you wonder about the long-term implications, don't you? But researchers at Stirling University in Scotland have found that heading a football can have an instant effect on the brain. Even just heading the ball 20 times in training in their tests has what they call a small but significant change in brain function. And in their trials, two-thirds of footballers had their memory impaired for up to 24 hours afterwards. Nothing terrible, but nonetheless, it's not the kind of thing you'd therefore want to do. You wouldn't want to play football, say, the night before.
No, it always mystifies me. That always mystifies me, quite frankly. A game where people use their head to hit the ball. Can't quite understand that. All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.